start back for them. I'll look on base at the bottom. Tala Rabbanan. Ochal tzlimi bal jom chayiv. Kizayish non vichshecha chayiv. If you eat according to Pesach, tzli, on Erev Pesach, so you chayiv malchus, seemingly. You chayiv something. Kizayish non vichshecha. If you ate according to Pesach, no, at night, then you also chayiv malchus. Tani tzli dum yedino. So it compares these two things. If you ate shlimi bod yom, it's the same chayiv as noa mi b'layla. Ma noa b'lav, af tzli b'lav. Seems that they're both alive, and you chayiv malchus for both of them. Bishlo menok siv al tochlu mi menu noa. By noa it says b'ther, it's alive, al tochlu. So you get malchus. El tzli menol, and how do you know you can't eat the korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, even roasted, Dichsiv ochlu es habosor balayla hazeh. Balayla in bayom lo. Right? You have to eat it at night, meaning not in the daytime. Hai lav habo mechlalaseyu. Dichol lav habo mechlalasey, I say. Dichol, that's not a lav, that's an essay. A lav habo mechlalasey is an essay. You don't get malchus for that. Rashi, kazai sin bod yom chayim, first look at me. Tani chiyuva de tzlid in bod yom, Dumi the chiyuv de no mechshecha. It's mashma the two chiyuvim are the same. And just like Noah is alive, Shlimi bod yom is also alive. But the word says it's not true. It's only alive abo mechlal asei. Amar Rav Chisda hamani Rebbe Yehudi. Now this goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, Shor v'seh, Sarua v'kalut, Nidava tas also, Oso atomatis lebedek habayis, The Yatomakdish Tmimim Rebetic Abayis. It says that, what's it called, that a shor or seh that has a mum, so you can be manad of it to Betic Abayis. Nedavotas also. Nedavot means that you donate it to its worth, its value, to Betic Abayis, and they sell it and they use the money for the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, also, Atomakdish Rebetic Abayis. You're only allowed to give a balmum. To Betek Abayis. But a korb, a shor or seh, that's a tummy, that could be used for a sacrifice, can't be donated to Betek Abayis. Mikan omru, kol amakvish tmimim le Betek Abayis, over be'ese. It's a lava bonech lala seh. Oso is a nedava, but a tmima can't be a nedava. Ein li ele be'ese. The lo sase menayim. How do I know that there's also a lo sase? Talmud Lomar, Vayidabur Hashem and Moshe Leimor, Limeid al kol ha-parish ha-kula, Sheb lo sase, give Rabbi Yehuda. Since it's marked in this parsha with the Vayidabur Hashem and Moshe Leimor, and the Chassam Sofer points out that it's dafka here where it's extra. The parsha already said, Dabir Avnei Yisrael v'amar to Aleihem, didn't have to say Vayidabur Hashem and Moshe Leimor in the beginning. Everything that Vayidabur Hashem and Moshe Leimor can mean already was said there. And therefore, what's it called? It's an extra pasuk. So the leimor we darshin, right, is lomar, to say low. So it's as if there's a lav on the whole parsha. And Tosus points out that it's only on those things that there would have been a lav abomech lalasei, the vayidabra shema moshe leimor. The leimor, La Vemor, which we'll see in 1 second, comes to tell me those things are also a lav. But Stam to make everything in the parasha a lav, that's for sure not. But where there's a lav, Abomech Lala say, it turns into a lav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of the Hakdama of the Leimor. Omar Lo Rebbe Lebar Kapora, my Mashma, where do you see from Yidabra Hashem and Moshe Leimor that it makes into a lav? Omar Lo Dichsiv Leimor. Lo nemar bedvorim. Bedvorim beirav amrei leimor lavemor. Tell them a lav. The first one is lo nemar. Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda hu. The omer lav habomech lalasei leimor lavu. Wherever there's a leimor and there's a lav habomech lalasei, it's a lav. Sharua. הוא שאחס מאינו גדול ואחס קטנה. It's a mum. Well, one of the eyes of the animal is bigger than the other. The chain shari for him, or any other aver that has pairs, one's bigger than the other. Kalut shaparsosa klutos, or its hoofs are joined together. Nidavata soso ledomba tektishel abedekabayis. You can be makdish to bedekabayis for its value. The neder lahalos korban lo yiratza. You can't bring it as a korban. Uksiv also. Also, Balmur matamatvis lutushas bedekabayis. The enatamatvis tmimim aruyim lezveh lebedekabayis. You can't, what's it called, be makdish. Something that could be brought as a korban to bedekabayis. It's a lav haba mechlala say, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's a lav. Vayidabra Hashem b'tchilas ha-parasha, see, in the beginning of that parasha it says, Vayidabra Hashem ha-Moshe le'mor, lo ne'amar b'dvarim, no triko le'mor. Le'mor means, lo ne'amar b'dvarim. A lav was said with what comes next. Lav amor, amor lohem sheish yisr lav b'dvarim. Or according to the second way the Gemara says, right, the way that what's it called, Beirav learn is lay more, lav emor, tell them a lav. And more lohem sheish isra lav badvori. V'hachem gavi pesach no miksib, v'tchil sapar, shehir by korban pesach, it also says, v'yom ra'ashem al Moshe v'yal haron lay more. And here also the Chasam Sofer says it wasn't necessary. Didn't have to say that. Memela, it's extra, so the lemor is to make every lav abomich lala say in the parasha a lav. Memela, when it says, ki im tzliyesh, right? What does it say? Ba'achwas abosar balaylo hazeh, right? And mashmet dafka balaylo hazeh, even though it's a lav abomich lala say, the lemor in the beginning of the parasha turns it into a lav. Meitashmisha shal nachtum says that the water that a nachtum uses to wash off his hands as he makes the dough has to be thrown out. Tanichada shofchim b'makom madron, then shofchim b'makom eishboret. When you pour out this water, it's mashma, you're pouring it out, pashtas, you're pouring it out on Pesach. You're making matzah on Pesach, and the water is going to become chametz. Because you put your hands with the flour into it. So you have to pour it out. So you pour it in a place that the water can drain off and not in a place where it can collect. Rashi, Ashborim, Lashon Shvira, Shemishtadur HaKarka, V'yesh Bikoyim Shamayim Nesofim, V'shoyim B'sokot, V'einivloyim U'machmitzin, V'einivloyim U'machmitzin. Right, Ashborin is a place where water can collect. Mikvah is good. The Mishnah says Ashborin, and when it's contained, can't be flowing. Mashenkin a mayim can flow. So the word Ashborin means a contained place of water. So you throw it not in a place where it can run off, not in a place where it can collect. The Tanya Idach show from the Makong Ashborin. Another brisa says you could pour it in a place where it could collect. Where's Slokashia? Harder the fiche to cover. The low the fiche to low cover. It depends how much water there is. If there's a lot of water and it collects, it'll become chametz in that place. If it's not a lot of water, what'll happen will be it'll soak into the ground quickly. So then it's okay to do it even in a place where it can collect. Rashi. The nefishe, how the nefishe the kavu, how the nefishe the lo kavu. Shehen merubos, when it's a lot of water, and the kavu so makam echad, then if it's in a place that it won't run off, then it collects, it'll stay there. The ein nivlos mahir, they're not absorbed into the ground quickly. Umachmitzos, ukshen muatos lo kavu, but if there a little bit of water, then it'll be absorbed into the ground quickly, and it won't become chametz. Amar Rav Yehuda. A woman has to use water that was overnight, and not water that she drew, that day. because the water they drew that day is still hot. And it has to cool off overnight so it won't make the dough chametz quicker, because it doesn't have heat. So, Darsha, Rashi Shalanu Balayla, that it stayed overnight. And the water, what's it called, was lon. Lon means it had a night pass over it. Midnay should be made Nisan, right? We're talking about Nisan because that's when you make matzah. Mayanos chanim. The mayanos, the springs where you take the water to make the matzahs, are hot. Shadayin yimos hagashamim. Why are the springs hot? Because it's still winter. Can I read in the Nishahaya? Bimos hagashamim. Chama ma'alechas b'shipulo shirakiya. Lafich ha'kola olam tzonan. Umayanos chanim. The sun doesn't come directly overhead, so it doesn't heat up the air, but it goes on the side of the world, and the mele heats up the springs. Hilkach malina balayla mastani. Therefore, you can't draw the water during the day; it's too hot. So you have to draw it at daytime and leave it overnight, so it gets cool. So dorsher of masna bepupanya. Right, Rav Masna said this halacha over in Pupanya. L'machar aisu kulei alma chatzvayu v'asu l'gabei. The next day, there was a whole line of people with pictures in front of his house, of Rav Masna's house. V'amru lei, hav lon maya. Give us water. He said, you have to have mayim shalanu. They didn't know shalanu means that stayed overnight. They thought shalanu means our water. Everybody has to use my water. So they came. He said, you need his water. So they came, and they came to get his water. Amar lahu, anaba mai devisu amri. I didn't mean my water. I meant water that stayed overnight. Rashi, Darish Rav Masna, b'losh nakodesh hayu darshin. They used to give the shiur in Hebrew. Uksvur hashomin shemayim shalohu omer. He thought mayim shalonu means our water. Divisu targum shalonu. Divisu means that it stayed overnight. Okay. Torah Rava. Isha lo solosh b'chama, v'lo b'chami chama, v'lo b'mayim ha'grufin min ha'moliar. A woman should not knead the dough for matzahs, not with water that was out in the sun. She shouldn't need it while it's sunny, because also it makes it become chametz faster. The lo b'chami chama, Rashi, lo b'chama l'fi shechom ha'shemesh mechamama, because the sun heats it up, and again it can become chametz faster. The lo b'chami chama, b'mayim shehuch mebechama. You can't use water to knead the dough that was heated up in the sun. The koshkei b'chami or even something only heated up in the sun. Surely not something that's hot because you heat it up with a fire source. Mayim agrufim im ramolior is water that you took out of a teapot. Dude gadol shel nechoshes, the big dude, the tali ala or, and you put it on the fire, kol shah, with the chushto ava, has thick walls so it retains the heat. So even if it's not on the fire, but just that water in this big dude is hot, and therefore you can't use it to what's it called, to knead the dough. Bafiluk shein shamor, even if it's not sitting on the fire now. Mayim shebishula of chamim oposha. The water is at least warm, and therefore you can't use it. Okay. Grufin loshin shirayim, shemamatsim minuchosto shashulam. Not water that you took out of what's it called, that was left in the molyar, water that was left over. Grufa means that you take out the grufa ktuma. You take everything out and leave what's ever left. That's called grufa. Okay. The lo sagbiya yoda min ha-tamor, actually tigmor is called a pas. She shouldn't pick up her hand from the, it's talking where she's heating up the oven at the same time she's making the dough. So she shouldn't take her hand away from the oven till she finishes the whole pas. Shouldn't use the same hand for heating up the oven that she uses for kneading the dough. Utsricha shnei kelim. אחד שמקטט יש בו, ואחד שמצנן יש בו, יש יודע. She needs two kalim of water. One, when you make the dough, so you put water on top of the dough as you make it to keep it moist so you can knead it well, and the other one to wash your hand off. So she needs two separate kalim, because she's going to wash her hand in the same kli that she's going to use to smooth off the dough. She's going to inevitably, that water is not going to be used with the flour in it, becomes chametz. She's going to end up putting her hand into the chametz stick of water and putting it on the dough. Ibayelahu, Avra v'lashamahu. What if she did what's it called, use hot water to knead the dough? Marzutra amar mutter. Marzutra says only achshash. But the evidence mutter. As long as she kept kneading the dough properly, even if it was hot water, it's okay. But the evidence. Rabashi amar asr. Rabashi says even but the evidence asr. Amar marzutra, manah meinallah. How do I know that it's mutter but the evidence? Tanya ain't losus in hasaor in the Pesach. You're not allowed to soak the grain that you're going to make the matzahs with if you make it out of barley. In losus, but if you did soak them, nisbaku asur, and if they burst open, then it's asur, then they're chametz. Lo nisbaku mutar, but the other, it's mutar if it didn't break open. Right, so you see that something that l'chatchil you're not allowed to do, but the other is okay. Same thing over here. The chatchila were afraid that it'll become chametz faster if you use hot water. But if you used hot water and you kept kneading it constantly, b'di'evet it's okay. Ravashi Omar, atu kulu chada machisa mechasinu. They're all in the same mold. Right? Sometimes it's mutter b'di'evet, sometimes it's awesome. You can't bring me a raya from l'sisa that just because b'di'evet, that's okay, that using hot water is also b'di'evet okay. Heichad di'itmer, itmer, the heichad lo itmer, wherever it said the Pharish, then it's mutter b'di'evet, it's fine, and where it didn't say the Pharish, it's mutter b'di'evet, it's awesome. Rashi, v'al tagbiyah yo'adam min ha'tanur, k'lomar te'o sekes v'botzei kosha. She should be constantly kneading the dough, right, shouldn't take it off the dough until she puts it into the tanur. One, she puts constantly, spreads water on top of the dough to keep it moist. And one, she makes shatlenis bo yodel. The host and she makes katefis bo hen, the schamamos nichom yodel vaisa. The one that, what's it called, that she uses to smear on the dough, right, that water gets hot from her hands, because her hands are hot from kneading the dough. So when she puts her hands in that one, those are hot. So she needs other water to cool off her hands, so her hands don't get hot and don't make the dough chametz. Offer b'losha b'chamin, lo nisbaku mutaros, the apagav the tana ein losasin, even though it says you can't soak the grain, hachanami loshno, same thing over here. You're not allowed to use warm water to make the matzah, but b'di'evet, if you did, horav on the roim, shmo hichmitz, she'em sham lo simoni siur, lo simoni siduk, since you see the dough doesn't appear like chametz, it's good. Machisa mechisinu, kulam ariga achas arite, are they all made with the same pattern, the same weaving? Mishum b'chadi surat rabbanan, tanei mover mutter, b'achila, bo'is l'meim anami b'kulo, just because one is a rabbanan, it says b'di'evet it's okay, doesn't mean that all of them b'di'evet are okay. Heichad di'itmar b'hedya, d'lo kansinin le'itmar. Where it says b'feirish, that we don't give you a knas for being over the Yisrael Rabbanim, and asr the thing, b'di'evet, even though there's no reason to make it asr, we see it's not chametz. Still, it's a knas. V'hilkach avra v'losha b'chamim, krov l'mezid hoist of asr. Therefore, if she used hot water, right, it's almost like a mezid. Right, you should have known to use cold water, and therefore we give her a knas, and the bread becomes osir. The lo dami lepseko shel nachrim, damrina mamali adam kreso mehem, the hacha ba'inu lemiknasa the avra the rabbanan. Rashi says the chara pseko shel nachrim is no better than this. You don't even know what they did. Well, maybe they used warm water, and you see b'di'evet, if you see that it doesn't look like chametz, it's okay. He says no, over there
The Goyim didn't do anything wrong. They made their dough the way they make it. Now we want to know, can you use this dough or not? Is it chametz or not? Look at it. If it doesn't have the simanim of chametz, it's okay. But this woman went and she did something wrong. So even though we look and we see there's no simanim of chametz, we give her a knas that she shouldn't do it the next time. Maisa oreg mitargamin and oved machi. Bechada machisa machsinu means, do you make it one pattern? Is it one what's it called? Do we make it just because one pattern is like this doesn't mean all the patterns are the same. All the weavings, patterns of weaving. Let's see here. In Mayim Shalanu, Beis Yosef says that the halachas are like this. If you, the only time you need to leave it overnight is if you drew the water during the daytime. In the daytime, the water's hot and it needs to cool off, and you need a whole night to cool it off. But if you drew the water in the beginning of the night, mamish, so then it's not hot anymore, then the water itself, right, then you don't have to leave it overnight, you can use it immediately. If you so if you drew it in the daytime, you have to leave it overnight. If you drew it in the beginning of the night, it's mutter right away. If it's later than, like the middle of the night, then it's not going to be mutter bechlau. Because, in the middle of the night already, if you drew it then, achar tefilas halayla, that's also forever. Except the next day, you could use it, why talk if you do it after the middle of the night? If it's not right away at the beginning of the night, then it's mutter right away. The middle of the night should be better. It should be even colder. What happens is like this. The sun goes back underneath the earth. That's what it says in Pesachim. So it heats it up from underneath. If it's right away in the beginning of the night, so then the sun above the horizon doesn't heat it, and the sun under the horizon hasn't yet heated it. So it's in a place where the water's not going to be hot at all. You can use it right away. If it's in the daytime, the sun also heats it up. You need it to leave it overnight. And if it's in the middle of the night, the sun's already underneath, heating it up from underneath. And then it's not going to have a whole night to go through. So it's also forever. Except it could be if you leave it, and you leave it over another night, the next day night will also be okay. That's the Beis Yosef. The Rivan holds that no matter when you draw the water, you have to leave it over a night. It doesn't make a difference if you draw it in the daytime, beginning of the night, middle of the night. The Beis Yosef also holds b'di'evid, if you used water that didn't stay out overnight, is b'di'evid okay. That's by Mayim Shalanu. And some hold that Mayim Shalanu you only need for Matzah Mitzvah. Special din by Matzah Mitzvah. Because that needs extra shmirah. The Shem Matzah needs extra shmirah. But regular matzahs, you don't need it. Mayim Grufim, Rashi learns that it's the water left in the teapot after you took away the fire. The Rif learns that it's water, Mayim Gerufin, is water that was, that was drawn in the daytime. And it has to have overnight. Because the water that was drawn that day needs, to be left overnight. That's what the Rif says, because the actual drawing of the water heats it up. Others learn that Mayim Gerufim means waters from a waterfall. Or waters that's used to make a mill go. Those waters, since they're moving quickly, heat up. Right? The friction heats them up. And they have to be left to cool off. You can't use them the way they are.
They're not gorish
minamolia? No, they don't. They're not gorish minamolia. Okay, like we said before, there's some Rishonim learn that the only time the woman has to have two kalim is if she's heating up the oven at the same time that she, what's it called, is making the dough. But if not, she doesn't need two kalim, one to cool off her hand. Rashi learned that it's the actual kneading of the dough that heats her hand up, and that's why she needs a kli to cool off her hand. Right. The Rashi's mashma that even for stam matzahs, you need mayim shalanu, and the Bal Ha'itr is the one who holds a tafka for matzahs mitzvah, you need mayim shalanu, but not, what's it called, not for stam matzahs. And that's the minig. The minig is you only use the water and leave it overnight for matzahs mitzvah. For stam matzahs, they use regular water.